I'm here sitting on the steps outside the Newtown Theatre on the exciting day, is it day zero? Because it begins really tomorrow, even though that's not the official first day of the Fringe. And it's Max Levendel,
Levendel,
and Tim Hardy, who's in The Trials of Galileo. And we reviewed this, so it's nice to actually do an interview as well. Is this back on the Fringe, this show?
I came here about 5 years ago with it, but since then it's changed a lot. Max has come on board as the new producer, and it's got new music, new lighting, it's a bit shorter, it's just got better.
How do you let go of an old version and take on the new?
When it goes so much better, it's easy. I mean, it was fine before, but we've just... It takes a while to get rid of the lines that you had before, that's quite true. But once you've made the join and done it a few times, then it's actually not difficult at all. And theatre is nothing if it's not live theatre. You know, I've been in long runs, and good directors turn up and, as I call it when I direct, cut out the improvements regularly, you know, because theatre is live, actors change, and you need to make sure you're staying within the parameters of the story.
And you talk about actors changing, and also people change into actors, because this smiling man is not the man I see on the poster. So how do you claim that role?
Oh, just simply by, you know, investing in the words, in the lines. I think it's a wonderful script. I didn't write it. Nick Young wrote it. And I think it's a lovely piece of writing. And it's been inside me now for 7 years. I mean, very on and off. You know, we do plenty of other work besides this. But what's lovely about this is I'm going to get the chance to do it 25 times in a row, rather than maybe two or three performances. And then you just get hold of it by the experience of doing it to an audience, which, of course, teach you so much.
What have you learned about Galileo playing the part?
Well, this Galileo that Nick wrote, and he wrote it with me in mind, he said to me, don't think you're playing one of the great heroic heroes of history. You are, in a way, but you're also playing a very stubborn nerd who was probably a genius at what he did know, but quite childlike and innocent at everything else, which is what led to his tragedy, really, that he never understood, even though the Pope tried to explain it, that it wasn't a question of proof, it was a question of politics, which he never understood.
And he won't be the first person to have suffered that, I guess, and it's still going on today, isn't it? I mean, you've got Rupert Sheldrake's, banned TED Talk and so on, so we've not learned anything, have we?
I think not. When we first did this play, we thought it was a very interesting, good play about an interesting character. It's become more and more relevant in the 7 years I've been doing it, and particularly in America, where I've done it a lot, you know, the religious muscle is very strong there. And if you do this play in the Bible Belt of America, you better make sure that your facts are right, because otherwise I'll be down on you.
So, Max, how do you take a play that's already got stars all over the posters and change it?
well, I like to think we didn't really change it as much as just shine a new light on it, because what was there was great, and that was one of the big changes. That was one of the big challenges to it, not cutting out too many of the improvements, but just getting a specific music scored to it. So rather than found music, that is okay, works well, let's actually get something really composed to the action, get something composed to what the story is going by, a composer who knows what it is. Let's get an actual cellist in to record it. Let's do the same thing with the lights. I'm not as fluid with the language of lights, but the same kind of idea with the lights, with the costumes and with the set, with everything. Let's redo everything. Let's give Tim a chance to perform in a more variety of spaces and breathe some different life into it. And it's just really refreshing to me to hear an actor just now say, after 7 years of doing a show, I'm looking forward to 25 shows on a row. I've never heard an actor say that before. That's I think that's the main thing. Just let him get on with keeping it fresh every day.
You can push me back on this, but that accent suggests you come from a small island off the coast of Ireland. And something that does happen well at the Fringe sometimes is a lot of people from that theatre world and that theatre tradition come to English work and give it more of a directness and sharpen it.
I think I do tend to try and do that. I can't comment as to whether that's something I do more as an American than an English person would, but that's always something I am looking to do, to frame things just right, to be crystal clear to the audience, to make it more immediate and right right there, right now, more of a direct contact and relationship with the audience. That's always something I do. And I hope that I've in some small way helped that with this show as well.
Can you take me into one of your most challenging rehearsals and tell me what I'd see as a fly on the wall?
Rehearsals? For this play, do you mean?
Well, or anyone you like.
Oh, well. I think one of the most frightening times I've ever heard was my first big musical in the West End was the original production of Fiddler on the Roof. And I took over the part, which was the one that has to do a lot of dancing, because he steps across the rope and actually asks his girl, who eventually he marries, Hoddle, to dance with him. And, of course, women weren't supposed to touch men. So I turn up for the first day's rehearsal, and there is Jerome Robbins standing there. And I said, I can act and I can sing, but I'm a terrible mover. He said, don't worry, this show is about the kind of movement that peasants can do. It's not Hollywood. And I will tell you what every step means. So it's not just a step, but it has a meaning behind it. And it worked. But with the whole company there watching me rehearse with Jerome Robbins, that was scary. The first time I ever ran through this, I've never done a one-person show, and for obvious reasons, an hour and 10 minutes on your own with no one to help is scary, because the brain is a strange thing, however much you prepare. So the first time I ran this through, which was with an invited audience, I was really scared, and I still get scared. I think you should, you know, because with all the preparation, you never know what's going to happen. And tomorrow night will be scary, like it always should be. But I think those two events are probably as scared as I've got.
So are you alone with Galileo?
Absolutely. I play other parts. I play the Pope. I play the lawyer. But basically, it's him, and it's me and the audience. What I've learned, when I first did it, which was in America, I was so scared. I rather talked at them. And it went okay. But I've learned, actually, how to be more like a stand-up. Talk to the audience, involve them, and not talk at them. And I think that's better, because I've learned how to do that.
So the fourth wall is down, yeah. And that's quite a vulnerable place to be, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's why it's scary. And it's very important to reinvent it every night, so you really... It's like telling a joke in a pub. If you tell it the same every time, it'll be a disaster. You really have to be aware of the people you're with on that particular night and talk to them. And this show has gone right through with maybe two laughs, or it's been so full of laughs that it's put 5 minutes on the running time. Both is great, but you just have to be aware of which is which.
Final question to Max. So a day before, you know, everyone goes live, what are you restless about?
Anyway, restless about. Well, one of the great things about this is that Tim just sets me at complete ease. I know that whatever happens, if anything goes wrong, Tim's going to carry it off like a pro. Ooh. And just make it sing. So I think what I'm restless about is let's get people in and let's get to see it. I want to do justice to the work that Tim is doing by getting people in to come in and fill the house.
Well, this show came highly recommended from Fringe Review, and it's back on the Fringe, so, you know, follow that advice. Thanks very much, both of you.
No, thank you.
How nice that we ran into you.